Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 417 for Wednesday, June 3rd. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Wednesday morning as the Canadian dollar was weaker against its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive on the international market. ICE canola was anywhere from $5 to $6 higher, with the most active July contract up $6.40, checking in at $489 per ton. Reseeding is underway in parts of the eastern prairies after a frost impacted crops over the weekend. Concerns over a lack of moisture in much of western Canada was also supportive. However, weakness in the U.S. soy complex, as well as Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures, did limit the gains. The decision by some producers to reseed may not impact the market significantly, according to some traders. Large worldwide supplies of soybeans cast a bearish tone over the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. Down in the U.S., soybeans were bouncing around unchanged, with the July contract checking in half a cent weaker at $9.40 a bushel. A stronger U.S. dollar pressured prices along with a lull in short covering. Farmer selling is on the increase, though, and exports in Argentina are flowing smoothly once again after a strike there by workers. Cash bids for soybeans are approaching the $10 a bushel level, again in some areas of the U.S. Corn was a cent higher on short covering, with the July contract sitting at $3.59 per bushel. Yesterday's rally prompted some producers to sell their supplies. Investors will be closely watching the weekly ethanol production report from the USDA that is due out later today. U.S. wheat was 4 to 5 cents higher, with the July contract up 5 cents at $5.18 per bushel. The harvest is nearing northern Texas and southern Oklahoma, which have both been hit hard by recent wet weather. Early reports indicate lower protein crops are likely in those two states. A Russian rail transportation firm estimates Russia's wheat exports will be a record 21.5 million tons at the end of June. That's after sales surged following the removal of their export tariff last month. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, June 3rd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.